cannot understand nothing from the lecture if you don't hear, if you don't know lectures before, when you was in secondary school or when you was in another levels. If you are new, you can't go to university. You can't understand anything from university. Just you can do that when you was in levels. Then, without Nuh alayhi salam, without Isa, Jesus alayhi salam, without, and this is also very important point, even this is not my point now, but I must tell you something about it because we are in Christmas days. We respect, as you know, we respect prophets. Perhaps sometime I can tell you that we respect him more than the believers of the prophets. I mean, for example, if we speak about Musa alayhi salam, and we go deep in Holy Quran, we see that Prophet Musa alayhi salam is very great and very high in our Quran, without any mistakes, without any problems in his life, in his message. But when you go sometime in the history which they write about Musa alayhi salam, you find something, you say, oh, how he can be prophet and he do these mistakes. When you go to the life of Prophet Isa alayhi salam also, it's the same. When you see that they speak about Joseph, and I don't know how I can respect this story and how I can believe that Maryam alayhi salam, Maria, who we believe that she is very pure, how we can believe that she had something between her and between Joseph. And also, when you hear the stories about Isa alayhi salam, and you compare between this and between what you have it in Quran, in Surah to Maryam, how great man and great woman she and into Maryam. It's a very important point. We need to read it good, and perhaps we need to speak with people who don't know about the idea which we have it about Jesus alayhi salam, and how respect we do for him. Anyway, this is the line of prophets, and we respect all of them, and we think that they ended by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is the last messenger of Allah, and also they end by our Mahdi alayhi salam, who is the last imam and wasi for when we want to speak about Mahdi alayhi salam, we have a lot of questions that comes to our mind, and we must reply some of these questions. Who is he? He is Imam. He is one people. Allah created him. And when he was in 255 of Hijri Sanichari. I don't know what we can explain about Hijri. You know, we have two types of years. We count it. We have Miladi, which it counts by Prophet Isa, and we have Hijri, which it counts by Prophet Muhammad, Hijrat, when he lived from Mecca to Medina. This is the Islamic calendar we have. In this calendar we have it, his birthday was in 255 of this years of after Prophet Muhammad. And in that time, he was born in Samarra, which is, it is some place in Iraq. Its name was before Surra Man Ra'a, and now it's called Samarra. It's the same meaning by little change. You know, some word will change by the time. Surra Man Ra'a was, so it is Samarra. It's the same meaning about, with little change in the name, in the pronunciation of name. And from 255 until now, we are in 1425. He is still living. This is our idea about Imam al-Mahdi, that he is still living. Perhaps some questions will come to your mind, and this academy make this course to reply to these questions. For example, one of these questions, how he can live this long time, 1,200 about years. And also, how we can know that he born and be that he born in that time. How? And lot of questions, perhaps we'll try, inshallah, to speak about it by the help of Allah Ta'ala. We spoke before about the idea which we have from Holy Quran about the birthday of this Imam. But we had something knowledgeable and the philosophic of to have this Imam. We spoke about it last week. Now we'll go to the Quran, which ayat speak about this Imam. Actually, we have the last point I must speak about it, about his name, because his name is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Also, as Rasulullah said, his name is my name, as my name. But he have lot of names which we have it in our religion. Like, you know, the name of Hujjat, Al-Imam Al-Hujjah. Why we say to him Hujjah? We spoke about it last week. Why we tell him Al-Qa'im, salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi, we spoke about it last week. And now I will just explain to you the last name he had it with Allah, the reminder of Allah. why this is Quranic ayat. This is one ayat of Quran. Baqiyatullah khayrun lakum in kuntum mu'mineen. Why he have this name, Baqiyatullah? Why? If you think about this line I spoke about, it, the Prophet's line, and Allah, Messenger's life and line, you will know that he is the last one. And this last one, Allah will keep him in this world. Allah will remind him in this world. Why? Perhaps this is one question. There is two reasons for this reminding of Allah. One is need to have some wali, to have some hujjat, to have someone Allah give him this opportunity to guide people for the life in the life, and we need this one in our life. Everyone need him in his life. This is one reason. And the second reason, anyway, I will speak about this point more and more in future. Why he is remind from Allah? Why Allah remind him? This is very important. We'll speak about it more and more. But just I wanted you now to know this is one of the name of our Imam, Baqiyatullah. If you hear this name anywhere, like Hujjatullah, this is one of the name of our Imam. There is another names like Mu'izzul Awliya and another names, but it is some respect names for this Imam. Perhaps we don't need to explain more about it, but I need this one because it is Quranic name, which Allah gave him this name to our Imam, and I think we must use this name for him. When we speak about our Imam, the best name I can have for him, really this is the name, the best name I have for him. He is Baqiyatullah. He is who Allah remind him for life, and he will guide us, inshallah, and everyone in this life. Okay, let me now begin by the ayat of Quran, which we have it about this Imam. You have some ayat in front of you in this papers. Perhaps I will begin with the first ayat. هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. And I hope if Brother Mahdi can please read the meaning of this ayat.
He it is who sent a messenger with guidance of the religion of truth, that he may cause it to prevail over all religions, though the polytheist may be
accursed. About this last week, when Imam al-Mahdi will come, he will do this guidance without, by my knowledge, by my actually by some teachers I had, and they explained about when our Imam will come, that our Imam will come with a very clear religion. He will explain it to the world. I mean, everyone in this world will be ready to hear him. will be ready to respect him. I mean, this ayat, as you can try to read the meaning again and again, it explains to you that this imam will be the right who everyone will be wait him, and people in the world will be reached to this time, they will wait someone to save the yunqiza, to al-inqad. What's in English? To help him, yes. To help him. For example, someone is in some problem and you help him and you take their hand. You know, we think that people in the world will be in this position, that they will ask who will help us, who will come to help us. And that is the time actually for our imam coming. Before this, we spoke about it last week, before this our imam will not come. Until the people in the world will reach to the some position, they explain to each other that we need someone help us. Now, if you see in this world, you see that we are not so far to be in this position. Subhanallah. We are not so far. Because when we had the communism, and it was until about 20 years ago, it was one of the ways which people was thinking about, was imagining about the future with communism. They was thinking about the future which communism will do that and that and that and will serve them and will help them. You know, lot of people in this world was thinking so. But before about, I don't know exactly with when came, and everyone now can understand that no more help we can have from communism. No more. No one, I think, in the world, in this world, even in far places, can think about perhaps in future we have some help from communism. It's finished. Okay? Now, what we have more in our life?
There's still China, Sheikh Ismail.
Some people there.
But that's it. But you're absolutely right. It's kind of dying, and even there they're losing control, and nobody believes in it. And the population generally is against it.
Yeah, you know, it takes time. For some place, it takes time to people to understand what happened in Gorbachev time. You know, it takes time, but it is gone. You know. Now we have another one. It is materialism, which it is work. This school is working now in the war, and lot of people still they believe it. And they have some hope for future with it. And perhaps the jobs which they are doing for East countries, I mean for like Iraq and Afghanistan and that places, they want to show people in the world that they will do help for people. They will do a lot of things what people need it. But for me, I am sure that it doesn't take long of time. It doesn't take a lot of time. And they will be poor. And they can't do anything. Unfortunately, you know, they can't do anything. At that time, perhaps there is another ideas will come to the people of the world, and it speak about some another help, some another way. I don't know. Perhaps, and perhaps no. Perhaps that is the time which you can explain. I mean, not you. I mean, your people in the world, that we have another way, third way. Communism, materialism, and we have the third one. It is Islam, which we can explain it to the world. We can explain it to the everyone. And perhaps you need some condition to explain this more and more, better to the people, but it will come. Perhaps you need some position to respect Islam, because this is very dangerous time for understanding about Islam, because there is some mix between Islam and what it happened, some bad and worse they are doing in the name of Islam in the world. We have this problem now. In this problem, in this time, perhaps we can't explain about Islam as perhaps after few years, which it will be clear for the everyone that there is the third way, which it is Islam way, really Islam way, Ahlul Bayt Islam way, Imamul Mahdi way, and this way will be the help, just one way you have it to serve people in the world and who's in the world. This is my opinion about future, and actually I think it's not so far. It will be inshallah in your life. I don't know where and when he will come, but my belief that it is not so far, because this is the position which it comes daily. You can see some change in the world, and lot of change in the world, you know, and this change will help you who are the followers of Allah. This is the first ayat. Perhaps I try to explain it as my language helps me, and please you can read Mahdi the second ayat translation. أَفَغَيْرَ دِينِ اللَّهِ يَبْغُونَ وله أسلم من في السماوات والأرض طوعا وكرها.
Is it then other than Allah's religion that they seek to follow, and to Him submits whoever is in the earth willingly or unwillingly, and to Him shall they be returned?
Okay, that is clear for you, but I will stand just a few seconds about willingly and unwillingly. What that mean? I think more of people, lot of people in the world will believe to him willingly. And that's why Allah put the word of willingly before the word of unwillingly. By my understanding, that after this point I explained to you about what happened in the world, everyone will be respect our Imam willingly and without fighting. Perhaps just little of the people in the world, perhaps they don't want to let people respect our Imam and have our Imam. And perhaps they are not the followers of religions, because in that time, as you will know, I will read it for you, Jesus alayhi salam, Isa will come, and he will be in this world, and he will ask people to do prayer behind of Imamul Mahdi, as he will do, and then we don't have any problems with the Christian people in the world. By my knowledge, we don't have any problem with who they believe to Christianity. When they see, they will see Imam Isa ibn Maryam, Prophet Isa alayhi salam. And by my knowledge, for Jewish who are believing to Isa alayhi salam, as they say now, also those people, we don't have problem also in that time. Perhaps we have problem with mushrikeen. I don't know what is the politic meaning of mushrikeen in that time. You know, it have lot of meaning in every time. But in that time, I don't know who will be the mushrikeen who not believe to even to Jesus alayhi salam, to Isa alayhi salam, even to Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam, even to any religion point. This is what the third ayah will explain to you, and fourth ayah, I prefer if we read it together, and then I will explain something about the Jesus alayhi salam and what we have in Bible and also in Torah about Imam al-Mahdi, and perhaps it is for you that they spoke in that books about Imam al-Mahdi, in the religion books we have about Imam al-Mahdi, and they permit people that this Imam will come. Please, brother Mahdi, help me. وَإِن مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ إِلَّا لَيُؤْمِنَنَّ بِهِ قَبْلَ مَوْتِهِ. الله أكبر. It's very important. وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يَكُونُ عَلَيْهِمْ شَهِدًا. We don't want to explain more about يوم القيامة, but the first point, وَإِن مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ إِلَّا لَيُؤْمِنَنَّ بِهِ قَبْلَ مَوْتِهِ. And also, وَلَقَدْ كَتَبْنَا فِي الزَّبُورِ مِنْ بَعْدِ الذِّكْرِ أَنَّ الْأَرْضَ يَرِثُهَا عِبَادِيَ الصَّالِحُونَ.
First one, and there is not one of the followers of the book who most certainly believes in this before his death, and on the day of resurrection Isa shall be a witness against them. And the second one, and certainly we wrote in the book after the reminder that as for the land, thy righteous servants shall inherit.
I have to explain to you just 2 points in this ayat. One about Ahlul Kitab. What that mean? That mean all the followers of prophets, not just Christians, you know. And you can understand the first ayat, which Quran said to us that all of them will respect and will believe to Imam al-Mahdi. It's a very important point in this ayat. And in the second ayat, you have the name of one of that books, which it is, its name is Az-Zabur. Min ba'di dhikr. What's the meaning of dhikr? In the tafsir of al-dhikr, we have that two, three tafsirs we have about dhikr. One, that means ما كتب في اللوح المحفوظ, which we have it in the lawh. Lawh, this is that place which all Allah messages come from there, which Torah comes from lawh, Injil, I mean Bible, come from lawh, Zabur from Dawood alayhi salam, the Prophet Dawood come from Lawh, and Quran also from our Prophet come from Lawh. A dhikr in some ayah, in some tafsir, it means a Lawh. It means that place which Allah write His messages, and some malaika take it to prophets. You know. And this which Allah said in this ayat, that you have it in Zabur, but it's not just in Zabur. You have it min ba'd al-dhikr, after we write it in that place, it means all the messengers of Allah, all the books which it comes from Allah, it's written about Imam al-Mahdi. You understand what that mean? Min ba'd al-dhikr. It's a very important point. That it explained to you that about Imam al-Mahdi, it is not just in Zabur. And not, it mean not in one book of Allah. It's in all the books of Allah. Which Allah sent to any prophet, it write about Imam al-Mahdi. Because it is in Lawh. It is in Dhikr. Understand what I mean? And this is a very important point, because we need, every prophet need to give to his people hope for future. This is the way of prophets, to give them hope of future. For example, one time Rasulullah was in a very bad position in Mecca, and in that time he spoke to people about Imam al-Mahdi, and all the world will be believe to this Imam. Some of munafiqeen there, they are not respect Rasulullah, they laughed. What he speak? He have not something to eat now, in that time. He have not something to give us to eat. Because they was in very bad position, and he speak about future. And he spoke about, he speak about Fars, Iran, and that side places. And all the place will be Islam. What he speak about? Quran explained this ayat. We have one ayat of Quran about this. When they loved, and when Allah sent some, you know, all prophets had to give hopes to their people, to their followers. And this hope, you can find it about Imam al-Mahdi. And that's why one of the names of Imam al-Mahdi in their book, not in our book, Al-Maw'ud. Al-Maw'ud, that means the who Allah promised him to us, who we wait him. Al-Maw'ud, it comes from Al-Wa'ad, the promise. He is Maw'ud. We asked by prophets that he will come. You know, he is promised from Allah. Anyway, I will explain the second point to you, that Ibadiya Salihun. As-Salih. What's the meaning of As-Salih?
Righteous.
Okay, this is what we think, that it is righteous. But we don't know exactly what it means in the books of Allah, in the Bible, in the Torah, in the another books. I have here some points about this book. I prefer after my lecture, perhaps we can find some way to translate it for you, because it is very important for you to have it, to have all the which it is in Al-Mazmur, which it is in Bible, and which it is in another than in Zabur, and another books which it is being explained to us about Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. And the beautiful point, just I will tell you, that this word righteousness, this word is repeat and repeat and repeat in this books, in the lot of that books, that ayat which we have it with us, they repeat as-salih, as-salih, As-Salih. And already this is one of the name of our Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. Al-Abd al-Salih. As-Salih, when you say Ya Aba Salih, that's name him Aba Salih. And sometimes we name him Salih. And this is the name which gave to our Imam by Bible and by Torah and by books of Allah. I don't go now deeper in this point, just I will try inshallah to find translation for this ayat and give it to you in future. It will help you more and more better than explain it to you.
As-Salih, is it the Bible gives the same name or another name?
Yes, As-Salih. Same, yeah. We have it Inna As-Salih. This is one of ayat of Bible. Inna As-Salihina sayarithuna al-ard wa sayaskununa fiha ila al-abad. The righteousness will have the earth and will stay on it this is one ayat in إن الله يعلم أيام الصالحون صالحين وسيكون ميراثهم أبديا. Anyway, let me just give it inshallah after to you by in English, and then it will be easier for you to know it. Yes, the old books they speak about the last time of the earth and the hopes which it gives to us for last time in the world. And in this point we have one hadith from Muhammad ibn Muslim. He speaks about Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. It explained that inna Isa yanzilu qabla yawm al-qiyamati ila al-dunya. Isa will came to this world before Qiyamah, and no one from respecting religions, Jewish, Christians, and others, no one rest, all they will respect Imam and believe to Imam, and all they will pray after behind of Isa alayhi salam, who will prior after Mahdi alayhi salam, behind Mahdi alayhi salam. This is what we have in lot of ahadith. Just I take one hadith for you to explain it to you. We have another hadith also. They speak about the future and all the people in the world will be believed to Allah, and even Sabi'un, Zanadiqa, Ahlul Rida, Al-Kuffar, there is of religions, they all will be believing to Allah in the time of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. Okay. I think that this time name, let us go to the ayah after وَإِنَّهُ لَعِلْمٌ لِلسَّاعَةِ. This is about the promise of Allah. وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. If you see here also the word of Salih is reminded with us. وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ كَمَا اسْتَخْلَفَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. Also, Brother Mahdi will help us.
Just have to continue to the whole ayah.
Yeah, please, hold on.
Allah has promised to those of you who believe and do good that He will most certainly make them rulers of the earth, and made rulers those before them, and that He will most certainly establish for them their religion, which He has chosen for them, and that He will most certainly, after their fear, give them security in exchange. They shall serve Me, not associating aught with Me. And whoever is ungrateful after this, these it is who are the transgressors.
This is what Allah promised us. This is what Allah tell us that it will happen. And perhaps someone have this question, if this promise of Allah came before, in the time of Musa, in the time of Isa, in the time of Prophet Rasulullah, if this promise you have it in this ayat, you know, with this big, we have this ayat, if any time it happened, no, really no. No in the time of Musa, no in the time of Isa alayhi salam, and no in the time of Muhammad. Then it will happen, because this is Allah who promised us. And we will have this time, which Allah explained it to us. And when? This is the time of Imam al-Mahdi. How we can know? Perhaps it is another time. Perhaps it is the time of when education will be very good. Yes, in the time of Imam al-Mahdi, education will be the highest level. But it is the time of Imam al-Mahdi. I will explain in future something about the time of Imam al-Mahdi. How economic it will be. How education it will be. How politic it will be. We'll explain about it. But it couldn't doubt the guidance of Allah, because this is promise of Allah, and this is what Allah will do it by His messengers, by the His line of messengers, not by people. You know, this is what Allah will do it. And when you repeat this ayat, you can say that Allah will explain that in that time everyone will worship of Allah. يَعْبُدُونَ لَا يُشْرِكُونَ بِي شَيْئًا. But in that time, how it will be safety in the world, how it will be people happy in that world, how they will be without any offending in the world. You know, this is what we have promised in this ayat. And we have hundreds of riwayat of things from Prophet. They explained about the points and situation on that time, how it can be, how it could be, how it could be. We have lot of things, perhaps we don't have time in our course to do explain all of that. And also this is the time which we are waiting at by the promise of another prophets, as we explained to you, and it doesn't happen before now. There is one hadith. I will try to explain it to you because it's a very beautiful hadith. It speak about explain about what I told you, that before Imam will come, it must be all ideas be tested by the people. Like communism, then materialism, perhaps there is another ideas. This all ideas must be tested, exam with the people, and then they will be unhappy with this all testing and examining. Then they will wait Imam, then Imam will come. It's a very important point. You can be with me in this hadith. Someone asked Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam that when he will come. And Imam said to him, مَا يَكُونُ هَذَا الْأَمْرِ. It's when حَتَّى لَا يَبْقَى صِنْفٌ مِنَ النَّاسِ إِلَّا وُلُّوا عَلَى النَّاسِ. Until that time, it will not rest any kind of people without they have government and they have wilayat, what we can say wilayat, like
authority, rulership.
Yeah, you know, every people, every schools, every ideas will be test by the people, and they will be not happy with them. حتى لا يقولوا إنا لو ولينا لعدلنا. I will ask my brothers in future to dissuade you, because it's very important hadith. Inshallah, I will try to translate it for you. حتى لا يقولوا إنا لو ولينا لعدلنا. We don't want anyone say, if we was in this war, if we had government, we did justice. You know, perhaps there is someone, some ideas, some people, they rest, they tell, if we did government, we was doing justice. Until that time, Imam will not come. He will come after, when every people will be tested by the all of the people. ثم عند ذلك يقوم القائم بالحق والعدل. And after that, our Imam will come by justice and by rightness. And Imam al-Baqir also explained, إن دولتنا آخر الدول وهو قول العاقبة للمتقين. Our government, our country, not country. Government. State. Our state, for example, it will be the last in the world. After all, will be examined. Also, Imam al-Baqir explained this, and then he read one ayat of the Quran, which it said, "والعاقبَةُ للمتقين." Okay, this is about the Quran ayat, which we had it about Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. I prefer if I stop here for a few minutes, and perhaps we have some question about this ayat, and then we'll go to some hadith. In hadith, actually, my brothers and sisters, I didn't take to you any hadith from Shia side. Perhaps you will be angry with this, but I know that you believe this hadith, which it comes from Shia, but I take lot of ahadith just from our Sunni brothers to, and also you have this hadith. I prefer if you, inshallah, after a few minutes, will read this hadith, which we have translated for you here. But I have some more thing to explain to you about these hadiths, and what idea our Sunni brothers have about this Imam. Inshallah, I will explain to you. Just will rest a few minutes, and if you have some question, now I'm ready to explain to you.
Thank you. I have a question regarding our Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Why do we believe that he is alive, and the Sunnis believe he passed away and he will reappear? Why? How did that come about, this difference in thought?
Okay. The police speak, inshallah, about it now, but I will explain to you that most our Sunni brothers, most of them, they believe like us.
They do?
Yeah. They believe like us that he born in that time, and he is still living until he will do zuhur. This is what I have it for you. Inshallah, after a few minutes, perhaps I will, if I had time, I will read it for you and explain to you. Yes.
Sheikh, I have a question about this statement or this riwayah, that all governments will have, all people will have had an opportunity to have had their government, and all doctrines will have had a chance to exist on earth, and people will have discarded them. Now, there's a couple of, does this mean that by de facto then, by default then, government is legitimate? I mean, let's just take for example the Islamic government of Iran. Now, people at that time, and you know, in 1979 and since then, 25 years, mashallah, it's been an exemplary government. However, are we to assume that it's like people say that since Imam Ali's time, alayhi salam, there's been no Islamic government except this one? However, I guess when you talk to Iranians here, I live in North Vancouver, Brotherhood lives there too, and if you speak to Iranians here, majority of Iranians you'll meet, some will have a very different view about the matter. And they'll say that, yeah, in the beginning it was good and this and this and this, but then they'll start giving you all these different stories, and it kind of gets you thinking that, I guess this riwayah means all governments, you know, so how can we balance this question? How can we, you know, if we were to establish a government, what should we do? Should we accept that this is going to fail as well? Or what is the thing? Are we just meant to follow any ruler? You know, I think this is also one of the reasons that Shias are less concerned with governments in Lebanon, in Bahrain, in Iraq, and even in Iran until the revolution. It's a Shia majority, but mostly non-Shia government, because somehow Shias realized that really the affair should rest with the Imam, and the Imam is not here, so everything else that we do is somehow naqis, somehow faulty. Do you understand my question?
Yes. About the Iran and perhaps with what will happen, inshallah, perhaps in Iraq and other places, they have this hope for them to be the government they do for to come our Imam. At-tamheed. Preparation, yes. Yeah. They hope to be the preparator of Imam. They hope to be the preparator. Never they say that this is our Imam government. When you hear, for example, Sayyidul Khomeini, rahmatullah alayhi, before 20 years or more, when he spoke about the revelation, even in that time, he spoke that we hope 20 years, I remember this point from Imam, he told that we hope after 20 years, perhaps we can have some symbols of Imam Ali. No, this was the hope of Imam Khomeini, that after 20 years, he will have some samples of Amir al-Mu'mineen. Because he knows that he and the government there can't be the government of Imam al-Mahdi. You know what I mean?
What about Wilayat al-Faqih?
This is one of the ways which they have for to make people follow the way of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. Wilayat al-Faqih like taqlid, more deeper or more power with the taqlid. This is what we think that this is preparing of Imam al-Mahdi. This is not Imam al-Mahdi government.
My father's word is Mahdi al-Hayy. So sometimes they ask them if Hayy is who.
I will explain now, inshallah, about what they believe about Imam al-Mahdi. But let our brothers and sisters have some questions.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Okay. I will ask my brothers to help me to read the translate, perhaps Murtada. Please, can you read this translating? And also Brother Talib for second one. Abi Sa'id al-Khidri.
Narrated from Sa'id al-Khidri, the Holy Prophet said, I give you glad tidings by the Mahdi, who will rise from my ummah despite the differences from the people, and shaking, he will fill the earth with justice.
Okay, just a minute, please. What is the meaning of shaking?
Zalzala.
But it couldn't be just like earth shaking, you know. It can be like government shaking, and you know what I mean? Yeah, please, continue.
He will fill the earth with justice and equity, the way it would have been filled with tyranny and oppression. The inhabitants of the heavens and the inhabitants of the earth will be pleased with him. He will distribute the wealth.
You know, it's very beautiful point. Then also the people of the heavens will be happy. The kindness of Imam, it's not just for us and this in this world. Yes.
He will distribute the wealth correctly. So a man asked, then what is correctly? He, the Prophet, said, with equality among the people.
And at that time, this has not happened in any time in the world. By this way which Rasulullah explained to us, never happened. Yes, Brother Talib, perhaps you will read the second one.
The Holy Prophet said, surely my wise parents and my successors and the proofs of Allah on the creation after me are 12. The first of them being my brother and the last of them being my son.
Be sure that this is from Sunni Hadith. Yes. I take it for you. I don't know if Academy put the address of this hadith also or not, but I have it for you. This is from.
There's two addresses. I took 11 Majlis.
Okay, I will. No, this is for Sunni. Perhaps I will give it to you now. Yeah, this is Ikmaluddin, which it is from Sunni brothers. Kitab Ikmal al-Din. Yes, Allam al-Majlisi narrated from Ikmal al-Din. Please start.
And it was asked, O Prophet of Allah, who is your brother? He, the Prophet, said, Ali, son of Abu Talib. It was asked, and who is your son? He said, the Mahdi. He will fill in it the earth with justice the way it was filled with tyranny and oppression. I swear by the one who sent me with the truth as a prophet, even though there may not be be left from the world except one day, Allah will lengthen the day until my son, the Mahdi, will come out.
Please repeat this point.
Allah will lengthen until the Mahdi will come out. Then the spirit of Allah, Isa, son of Maryam, will also descend, and he will pray behind him. And the earth will shine by the glory of its Lord, and his sovereignty will stretch from the east to the west.
Okay, this point which we had it here, I have it in more than 10 hadiths from Sunni brothers. لَوْ لَمْ يَبْقَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا يَوْمٌ وَاحِدٌ. This is in Al-Bukhari also. You can have this one in Al-Bukhari. This one, exactly this one, you can have it in Bukhari. And another box, you can put point for yourself. لو لم يبق من الدنيا إلا يوم واحد لأطال الله ذلك اليوم حتى يخرج فيه ولدي المهدي. With different words, perhaps in someone, حتى يخرج رجل من ولدي, حتى يخرج ولدي. Friends, but the same meaning, we have it in more than 10 hadiths in Sunni books. And also the second point, فَيَنْزَلُ رُوحُ اللَّهِ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمْ, which it speak about Isa, and he will do prayer behind Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. Also this one, we have it in al-Bukhari. This one also we have it in al-Bukhari about the prayer of Isa alayhi salam. with different word. Please, Brother Mahdi, perhaps.
Can I ask you a question here? Does the Bible ever mention that Hazrat Isa will pray behind Imam Mahdi alayhi salam in any place?
It can't really.
I don't see anything about this. I will go deeper, inshallah. I will see it. You know him, yes? You know who is Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal? He is one of the four Imams they have in their religion. They are Hanbali and Hanafi and Maliki and Shafi'i. This is Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, one of these four. And the mazhab of him, it's named Hanbali. Al-Madhab al-Hanbali. Hanbali, that means he is the Imam of this mazhab, Imam of this religion. Yes, please.
Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal has said, it has been narrated to us the Hajjaj in Abu Nahr. They said it has been narrated to us from Jazar and Al-Qasim from Abi al-Qufayr. Hajjaj said, I heard Ali say, the Holy Prophet said, even though there may be left one day from the earth, Allah will most certainly raise a man from amongst us to justice, the way it has been filled with tyranny. And Abu Na'im reported, a man from me.
You know, this is Abu Na'im have another saying, difference for this one, which Ali alayhi salam narrated. And in the Abu Na'im one, have Rajulun Minni. لبعث الله رجلا in the first one man. The second one which Abu Na'im narrated, لبعث الله رجلا مني. He is from my line. He is from Ahlul Bayt. In the second one, it's the same thing. Brother Yasir, do you want to read?
It has also reported from Sufyan, the world will not go away, nor will it come to an end until a man from my Ahlul Bayt has ruled it. His name is the same as my name.
Okay, it explained to you something about also the name of our Imam, and also that he is from Ahlul Bayt. He is not from Abbasiyun, because you know in the time of Abbasiyun, some people was in the time, they said that we have Mahdi. But in this hadith, said no, it is from Ahlul Bayt, the line of Ahlul Bayt. If you want to read our brother.
Yeah. It has also been reported from...
But this is from Abu Hurairah.
Okay. Are we on number five? Okay. It is reported from Abu Hurairah. He said, even if there was only one day left from the world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will lengthen this day until it, the events that is follow. This narration is good, correct.
Okay, the same one from also. Yeah.
The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, said, a man will emerge in the end of time from my sons, whose name is like my name, and his title is like my title. He will fill the earth with justice the way it would have been filled with tyranny. He is the Mahdi.
Also, you can complete.
Yes. It is reported from Abu Hurairah, he said, the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and his progeny said, how will you be when the son of Maryam will descend to you and your imam will be among you?
Yeah. This is, actually, this one is exactly one which we have it in Al-Bukhari. This one, exactly one which we have it in Al-Bukhari. Okay? This is some hadith. I choose it for you. Now, I will explain something inshallah, I hope in the next time I will explain it to you, inshallah, about what happened with our brothers, Sunni brothers, and then uh, we have some more points, inshallah, we'll speak about it. صلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
صلى الله محمد One question.
Yes, please.
What exactly is meant?
We have 5 minutes for questions.
His title is like my title. What exactly is meant by his title and my title?
Yeah, Abu al-Qasim.
Yes.
What is the title of Rasulullah? Abu al-Qasim.
Okay, that means a name, actually.
No, you know, it is difference between name and title. I don't know what's the meaning of title in English. I know kunya. I don't know if kunya it is title or no. But I think we don't have it in English. Huh?
Nickname is something slang.
I will explain to you. Kunya, and when you, for example, my old son, his name is Murtada. Then my kunya, my name, what? My name is Ismail, and my family name or nickname, I don't know what we say it, in Al Khaliq, and my title, by my understanding, it is Abu Murtada. The father of Murtada.
So you can
just
be like your last name.
We don't have, I think we don't have it in English, Yasser.
Daughter.
Nadia. Abu Nadia. Your name is, your title or nickname, I don't know which one. In English, in Arabic, your Abu Mathala. For example, Rasulullah have two titles. Have Abu Qasim, ya Abu al-Qasim. Have Abu Zahra.
Okay, I get that.
You know? For example, Imam al-Sadiq. What is his name? Sadiq. Okay. But it is his, his name is Ja'far. And his family name is Sadiq. And his title is Abu Abdullah. You know? Imam al-Baqir, his name is Muhammad. His family name is Baqir. And his title is Abu Ja'far. نعم. لا لا اللقب اللقب بالعربي نحن نقول اللقب ما أدري اللقب شنو ترجمته بالإنجليزي مو فاميلي اللقب شي يسموه هنا لقب العائلة فاميلي أعتقد هكذا طبعا بالنسبة لأئمتنا كان يتغير ألقابهم إلا الإمام صلى الله عليه وسلم لقب عنده ولذلك كان يقولون له ابن الرضا ابن الرضا لكن أئمتنا كان يتغير عنده الألقاب ما كان عندهم مثل ألقاب الباقية Yes, exactly. Not the position. Yeah, exactly. When an Arab, when they want respect someone more than normally, they don't name him by his name. They don't tell him, like he said, they tell Sheikh Abu Murtada.
No. Like my child will not call me by my name, he'll call me father.
Yeah. And also some place, this is politic now, some places when they don't want to know someone exactly by his name because he has some problems, for example, enemies want to kill him and sell, and then they put some title name for him. You know, for example, Abu Ammar. Yasser Arafat. He named him Abu Ammar because perhaps don't want to say Yasser Arafat.
Thank you.
Is there any question? How we can do translate this one? You can? Oh, mashallah. I take it from Al-Anfal. If you need it.
Okay.
You have it, Anfal in Arabic. I have this hadith. I prefer it. I will give it to you also. It was very beautiful.
I like it.
Just yeah. Right. Perhaps I have to go because I have some thing to do in Al Mustafa School in Surrey. I must be there, but perhaps you can have your time with some discussing about Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam, and if you go out with some questions, then you can give it to Brother Murtada. He'll give me inshallah for next week. I will. Assalamu alaikum.